So in this edition of my podcast, I'm chatting with one of my students, Ollie, because he is a successful student, got 89 when he sat SBR, which is absolutely, I think, incredible. So I really want to hear from Ollie. So let me first of all ask Ollie to introduce himself.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for inviting me onto the podcast. Yeah, as he says, I recently sat SBR and got a mark of 89. Previously had the world's highest mark in APM as well with 87. I just finished my last exam, which was SBR. So I'm now exam qualified, just waiting on the final sign off before becoming an ACCA member. I work as a group accountant in Admiral. And yeah, just glad to be finally rid of exams after what seems like a very long process.
Perhaps I should declare a vested interest, because actually I think your services for insuring our car. But anyway, that's an aside. So what's your top study tip? Clearly you work hard, but can you share a little insight as to why you think you were so successful for our listeners?
Yeah, I think there were a few things for this exam that helped. I try to make sure I understood every topic. I think in this exam more than others, there's an explanatory aspect. So you're not just regurgitating information. You need to actually show the examiner that you understand what you're talking about, because you get points per explanation and almost so.
I really like that, Ollie, because the question never asks, state the definition of, does it? It's always in a context. You're always being tested for your understanding of the principle.
Yeah, exactly. And like, as you obviously marked one of my mocks, and you'll have seen that I sort of detail out every step along the way. It might be overkill, but you don't lose marks for writing down too much. So it's always good to explain everything.
It is, and it's always good to start with the basics, isn't it? And build. Yeah. Okay, so that was your number one study tip. But you implied that perhaps you had another up your sleeve.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few other things. I need to make sure I've looked at everything. The fear of the unknown gets me a little bit in these exams, so I want to make sure every stone leave no stone unturned, as they say. Cover every aspect as much as you can, because even if only a couple of things, like a definition, that's a mark or two, and that could be the difference between passing and failing.
Absolutely, that breadth of the SBR syllabus, it is enormous. And I have a little bit of a catchphrase, which I'm sure you've heard before, which is breadth is more important than depth. So you can answer every part of every question. That's so key. I assume you did that in your exam, answer every part of every question.
Yeah. I mean, I think there were maybe one or two questions where I'd only got a couple of points down, but this is the low hanging fruit, isn't it? You want to make sure you pick them and then move from there.
Yeah, good. Good. Can I ask you whether you did your exam in an exam centre or whether you did your exam remotely?
Yeah, I did every single exam in the centre. I think some people prefer the remote exams, but I mean, I've heard a few bad stories of people just, I don't know, I'm not sure it would have been for me. I think there's a benefit to sitting in the centre as well, is that you are allowed paper.
Right.
And I find throughout the exam, I'm just jotting stuff down constantly. As soon as I see a question, I put down everything I can think of, because sometimes, you get the exam pressure and you just completely forget, complete mind blank.
And when you were studying SBR, some topics may have come more naturally to you than others. What did you find your hardest topic was?
There was nothing I found really difficult. I thought the UK GAP section in particular was quite tricky. I didn't mean to take the UK GAP exam in the first place, so that became a bit of a worry for me. And then I guess just learning an extra chapter made things a bit more difficult than sitting the exam. But I think conceptually the whole exam, there was nothing that I was really worried about coming up. It was more just making sure I knew enough about everything.
I like that. Make sure you knew something about everything, enough about everything, so you'd covered the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
And what was the easiest? Was there an easy topic? Was there something that came to you naturally? Had you done the FR before? or had you gone the university route?
Yeah, so I my background is in chemistry, so I didn't get any exemptions, so I've had to do all 13 exams. Not the easiest, but I would say groups were probably my favourite part of the exam because of working in group finance. It's second nature almost, you know. It was quite a nice start to the exam to have that, because that was where I aimed to get the majority of my marks and put myself in a good place in case there was a nasty question in Part B.
Yeah, there often is a nasty question in Part B, isn't there? I like group accounts too, because there's a bit of numbers and it's conceptual as well. It does hang together. It is ultimately logical.
Yeah, and to be honest, the ethics part as well. I think they're just the easy marks. For me anyway, the first half of the paper was where I thought, this is where I'm going to get all my marks and I'm going to pass, well, get as close to passing as I can before I get to Section B.
Sure. Sure. No, I get that. I get that as a strategy. That's a fair strategy. So one of the things on my courses is I have WhatsApp and I respond to WhatsApp. And you were a good example of WhatsApp. Can you explain what I'm meaning by that? How did you use WhatsApp with me?
So I would message you any time of day, no matter what was on my mind, just pop you a quick text just to ask for an explanation or something, or make sure that my thinking is right. I don't know whether those alerts came through it whatever you were doing, so you might be in bed and you get a text from me, but it was just so I could see that what I was thinking was along the right lines. And also, another thing I thought really helped was that you would share the other questions that students had asked. So I would find myself sat on the sofa at night just scrolling through all of those, reading them and going, oh yeah, that makes sense, yeah, I was thinking about that, yeah. It was all just the little things that topped up the standard revision.
Good, good. Yeah, no, I am addicted to WhatsApp. I do like it, and drives my wife up the wall sometimes, but I think she understands. Okay, my last question for you is about time management. I like to keep these podcasts relatively tight. And of course, in the exam, you've got, you know, managing your time. How did you manage your time in the exam? Because that must be something that you thought about deliberately.
Yeah, I use the standard, you know, 1.8 minutes per mark. So I tried to keep an eye on that. But I also found that if I felt myself slowing down on a question, so say it was a 10 marker and I'd put 7 points down, I was really struggling to get the last few marks, I'd just have to tell myself to move on, get on to the next question. Because in all likelihood, if you're sitting there, you know, racking your brains for a point, it's probably not going to be the best point. And you're probably not going to get the mark for it.
And you used that phrase earlier about low-hanging fruit, which is at the beginning of the next question, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure you pick up as many of the easy marks as quickly as you can, and then, you know, if you've got half an hour left at the end of the exam, come back and go over. I think I might be generous saying half an hour at the end, but I mean, time to go back and look over everything.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, well, thank you very much for giving up your time, Ollie. And if anybody's listening and they want me to help them pass their SPR exam, please just reach out to me. But thank you very much, everybody.